as Brenda comes to minister right now a little bit in something that we think is just really special as the lights come up, we're going to do something that the scripture talks about as far as being able to honor those to whom honor is due, and I trust that you will enjoy this as much as we think that you will. Brenda.
Well, where is Shannon Arnold? Where are you, Shannon? Stand up, Shannon. She's looking behind her. She doesn't think I'm calling her. We are doing this in honor of Shannon Arnold because she has put in, I'm going to tell a little bit of the story behind it, Shannon. 5 years ago, I have it right, you can correct me if I'm wrong, she was asked to step in as the Children's Education Director. And she said, sure, I'll be happy to do it. Because you know Shannon, she's worn every hat there is in this church that could be worn. And so anytime there's a need, she will fill it. And so of course she said yes. And she said, I'll do it as an interim, kind of as, you know, pitch hit until we get somebody. Well, 5 years later, she's still pitch hitting and doing a creative, awesome job because she always gives her best at what she ever does. And even though I haven't known Shannon for a whole long time, you can just tell, I mean, the godly character in her life. And I went through some of the albums upstairs and just for the last 5 years and just all the different things, the vacation Bible schools, the outreaches, the daily, weekly Sunday school programs, just so many neat events for the kids, creative, and just ways of passing on God's truth and God's love in a way that they're not going to come to church and say it's boring. They're going to say, Mom, Dad, let me go to church. I want to learn about God. That's what we want from our kids. And that's the kind of atmosphere she provided. So we do want to say thank you so much, Shannon. And this is just a little tribute to you. We want you to sit back and enjoy. But here's some pictures that we gathered. And the sound is good and everything's working good, right, back there? So just enjoy. Maybe your face will pop up. Or somebody they say, wow, they really grew up in the last 5 years. Anyway, so enjoy this little presentation. We have the lights. Shannon, and it's a little plaque just to say thank you for everything she's done. And we have to tell you a story about this because we did it at Blue Trophy right up on Catella, and they liked this plaque so much they decided to put it out as an example. So anytime you go into Blue Trophy, you will see Shannon Arnold. Thank you for your appreciation for being the Christian Education Director. So it could be up there for centuries. You never know. But this is to you, just to say thank you. And it does say an appreciation to Shannon Arnold for 5 years of service as Christian Education Director of Plaza Bible Church, Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. And it's the Word of God opened, which she opened up to many children, along with her teachers. And I'm just going to read that scripture and why we chose it in a song, because we are, God is part of the mandate as a Christian is to pass on our heritage, our Christian faith, to our offspring. And it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit down, when you're at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. So, hold on a second. We just like everybody, because we know that Shannon didn't do this alone. We know, according to, we saw all the pictures, so many people here have dedicated their time and their efforts. And if you have been one of the Sunday school teachers, could you please stand? And don't sit down right away. Just stand up for a second. Come on, Shannon. Come on. Don't be shy. Stand up. Any of the Sunday school teachers and any of the nursery workers as well. Nursery workers, if you could also stand up. And also I would like, we have some brand new youth leaders. So I need those youth leaders to stand up as well. And that is, yes, Weiss and Myra and Joseph Roosevelt. And old youth leaders, not old meaning in age, but meaning that you have served the youth in the past. Stand up if you serve the youth. Now, I'd like you to just gather around. If you're near one of those people that are standing, would you lay hands on them, please? Because we're going to say a prayer of blessing over them. Thank you. Lord, we just come before you, God, and we thank you, God, for the privilege, Lord, to influence and to pour your truth, God, the most precious thing of all, Lord, your word, into the lives of our young people, that they can someday raise and treasure those things that are going to bring them life. And Lord, not just life on this earth, but eternal life. And Lord, we thank you for Shannon. We thank you for her leadership. We thank you, God, for her influence, Lord. We thank you for these teachers out here, Lord, that have dedicated their time and their hours, Lord, to see the value of the things that you value, and that's your children. And Father, we ask a blessing, and we ask an increase as we continue, God, to prioritize this ministry. And we say that yes, Lord, to you and to your commands, that we will take this mandate seriously, and that we will influence and spread the word of your gospel to the children of this area, Lord. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.